Hundreds of pages of evidence were released today in the hazing death of a Florida A&M band major. Last November, Robert Champion was beaten to death on a bus after a football game. 13 people have been charged in the case. NPR's Kathy Law reports the documents released today provide an unsettling look at the hazing ritual that took place that night.
Head drum major Jonathan Boyce says Champion had asked to go through the hazing ritual all year. It's called crossing over or crossing bus C. Band members kick, punch, and beat students with drumsticks and other objects as they cross from the front to the back of the bus. Boyce says the beating was already taking place when he arrived at the scene, and he says he climbed over bus seats to help Champion.
So I grab him to try to keep everybody off of him, and I grab him, and I'm pulling him. So I see people are kicking him. So I stop them from kicking him, and I put my body around his body.
Boyce called the hazing a respect thing. Another defendant, Caleb Jackson, first told investigators that he was not on the bus that night.
Nobody would beat anybody. We in a band together, you know what I'm saying? It's something that I can't help, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in the position, I'm not in the power.
After detectives told him about video surveillance footage, Jackson eventually changed his story and described the beating. Another defendant, Daryl Cornell, said he approached the bus after the beating. Band members told him that Champion couldn't breathe. Cornell says he searched for a pulse and tried to revive Champion, who had started to vomit.
I took off the shirt that I had on. I wiped his mouth out, and then I waited there, and that's when the officer came on the bus.
The autopsy report shows Champion died from bleeding due to blunt force trauma, that he had extensive, widespread contusions over his chest, right shoulder, arms, and back. The band members also describe another hazing tradition known as the hot seat, where students cover themselves with a blanket and then submit to being beaten. At a news conference in Atlanta today, Robert Champion's mother, Pam, says she doesn't believe the band member's stories that her son was a willing participant in the hazing. She says he opposed it.
My thought is that he was murdered on that bus. And no one signs up for that.
Pam Champion says what happened to her son was not hazing, but a brutal beating. She also called it a group plot that no one would admit to being part of.
And it wasn't as if nobody didn't know who was there. It had to be, you know who's on that bus, because nobody yelled outside that bus and say, hey, we've been to do something. Y'all come on.
Band members were not interviewed by the police immediately on the scene, and the family says they had time to concoct a story. Their attorney, Christopher Chestnut, says the documents show the culture of hazing is pervasive at Florida A&M.
Whether he voluntarily got on or not, what we do know is that anyone in that band who wanted any leadership position or wanted any future in the band had their back up against the wall if they went against hazing.
Robert Champion was to become the head drum major for the Florida A&M Marching 100 Band. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.